welcome to the Wendy's Giant Studio here in Flowood, Mississippi for another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet is at the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center score desk. He'll have all the scores for you tonight. And we've got some big scores around the state. I don't think we have that many surprises tonight. Maybe a few kind of went status quo, but we'll be announcing our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week, who was congratulated today to a rousing crowd, I might add.
Very nice.
And we've got a lot going on tonight. We're going to be talking with folks around the state, talking to John Luke McCord, you know, find out what's going on with the network.
And, sure, up North Mississippi.
Yep.
A lot going on in North Mississippi tonight.
We'll also have a report on Petalo Grove.
Yes.
Should be a good ball game. And Starkville and Northwest Rankin, we'll see how that one goes. I expected Pearl to play pretty well against Meridian tonight, and I think they did.
They did.
We'll find out from George.
It's almost like we hit October 1 tomorrow. We're starting to see some separation in all the classifications, especially 6A. It looks like Pearl, of course, George will have all the scores here in just a bit. Pearl with a dominant win over Meridian, really separating themselves from South 6A. Starkville, after falling behind early to Northwest Rankin, comes back and dominates Northwest Rankin. Starkville really starting to flex their muscles in North Mississippi along with Tupelo. So we're starting to see some separation.
But they got to play each other eventually.
Exactly.
And that will be a humdinger. Maybe one of those same situations where we saw last year in a couple of the classifications where the championship game really could have been the semifinal.
That's right.
So we got that. And, of course, the peanut game of the week was down in Macomb City, and it was Park Lane and MRA. And we'll have, of course, Don Barnes will have a report on that ball game. I think you might put that, not in a shocker category, but a surprise category for those people, say, in central Mississippi up toward the top of the state that don't know much about Park Lane. Well, they found out about them tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, Park Lane's an interesting program. And, Russ, you'll remember this, and I know George will too. Back in the 80s, Park Lane was rocking and rolling.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Paul Ockeroo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were rocking and rolling. And Charlie Newland down there.
Yes.
I covered Park Lane over 10 years ago. And then they kind of got, I don't want to say stagnant, but they slipped.
Yeah.
And now they're back to, you know, I guarantee you, the old guard in Park Lane, they're sitting around the cafes tonight. And they feel like it's the good old days again.
Well, they're 7-0.
And they should feel that way.
They should. And, that, and you know, I got to go down and do the pregame this week with Don Barnes. And they're big. That's one of the biggest Park Lane teams I've ever seen. And so, a lot to talk about there. And without further ado, let's go to the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Scores Desk with George Broadstreet.
All right, Russ, thanks a lot. Let's take it from the top. A lot of good games tonight. Some surprises. One, South Panola tonight shut out Oxford by the score of 14-0. And another shutout up north, Tupelo shut out Columbus 44-0. It was South Haven over Hernando 13-10. Madison Central beat Murrah 49-21. Starkville, as mentioned earlier, Starkville all over Northwest Rankin tonight. 38-14 was the margin there. Brandon, no trouble with George County, winning 49-7. It was Biloxi winning their second game of the year. They beat Harrison Central 21-7. Hancock over St. Martin 49-24.
Wow.
Staying on the Gulf Coast, Gulfport over Pascagoula 25-6. D'Iberville outscored Ocean Springs 42-35. It was Pearl 34, Meridian 12. On a Thursday night game, Terry, no trouble with Jim Hill 34-6. And Clinton beat Provine tonight at Hughes Field 43-6. Some 5A scores. Lafayette got their first win of the year. They beat Saltillo 45-14. Also on Thursday night, Germantown beat Callaway 47-7. West Jones over Natchez 46-15. West Point won their sixth game of the year. No trouble with Center Hill, winning 56-0 was the final there.
Ooh, wow, maybe the best team in the state, maybe.
Yeah. Olive Branch, they won their sixth game of the year. They haven't lost. They beat Lewisburg tonight 34-7. North Pike beat Wingfield 28-12. It was Ripley 40, Tishomingo County 14. Pontotoc shut out Moorville 48-0. Clarksdale beat Yazoo City 40-6. West Lauderdale over Quitman 35-13. It was East Central 56, Moss Point 12. Senatobia shut out New Albany 33-0. Greenwood shut out Gentry 38-0. It was Kossuth beating Boonville 36-7. North Panola 60. Independence 9, 60-9, the score there. Water Valley shut out Holly Springs 48-0. South Pontotoc 21, Hatley 7. Crystal Springs over Raleigh 28-27.
Hey, big win for Crystal Springs.
Absolutely.
Ties going crazy. They're dancing in the streets in Crystal Springs.
Forest shut out Choctaw Central 56-0. Some 2A scores. It was Baldwin over Strayhorn 7-6. Lake shut out Union 34-0.
That's a good Lake team, by the way.
It is a very good Lake team.
They're now 6-1 on the season. Mize beat Enterprise Lincoln 38-8. Mid County 34, West Lincoln 26. North Forest beat St. Patrick 42-7. Perry Central over Richland 63-6. And some 1A scores, it was Thrasher outscoring Biggersville 28-26. Okolona over Smithville 33-20. Ray Brooks all over Montgomery County 70-0. Nanawaya. Now, Dave Shouse pointed out in our pre-notes that Nanawaya was averaging like 52 points a game.
A game?
They beat their average. They outscored Lee County 56-14.
Do we need to go ahead and just put them in the 1A championship?
They are number one in 1A, but Simmons is also 6-0. They beat Shaw 44-6.
Wow. Let me just say something on that. Because Simmons, now we've seen them the last couple years.
Yes, we have.
They've been really good. Two straight state championships. Now Nanawaya is coming back, and they are flexing their muscles. Boy,
right. 56 points a game?
That looks like you're talking about two giants getting ready to collide right now.
Right, somewhere along the way.
What was it about E.C. Miller used to say about Knox? I mean, yeah, we play a little offense, play a little defense. Must be doing that up there at Nanawaya. Wow.
All right, MAIS scores. The big game of the night at MAIS was Jackson Prep and Jackson Academy, just down the road a little piece, but Prep really had no trouble winning 37-7.
No, and Brian Eubank's going to come on tonight about 11:30 and give us a report on that ballgame.
All right. Presbyterian Christian beat Oak Forest 42-28. Our peanut game, Park Lane over MRA. That one surprises me a little bit, 47-28 the final. I mean, not the fact that Park Lane won, but the margin is a little bit. Hartsfield beat Capaya 27-17. That's a nice win for them. That's their first win of the year.
First win of the year. Big win. And they are a peanut game next week.
Good. All right. Simpson beat Columbia Academy 32-26. And let me see if I have any others. That looks like it right now, Russ. So we're getting some more scores as we mentioned.
You know, you mentioned Hartsfield and you know, they're going to be playing Simpson, who also won. And that'll be our peanut game next week. So we'll kind of be in this area. But we'll have our Wendy's Giant player to announce a little bit later on tonight. But peanut game this weekend was down in Park Lane. We'll get a report from Don Barnes about that. I think, you know, while we mentioned that, didn't West Point and Starkville already play?
Yes, and West Point won that ball game
pretty handily. Yeah.
And that's why I think, personally, that West Point may be the best team.
I would have to tend to agree with you, and I would say that if you polled anybody in Point City, West Point, that they would agree with you as well. Because, you know, we'd like to sometimes in football and sports play this, will you beat this team, will you beat this team? So, and I heard somebody say this, or I saw it on Twitter, where Pearl beat Northwest Rankin by a smaller margin than Starkville, who West Point crushed Starkville, so West Point must be better than Pearl, right? So.
That's called deducing.
Yes.
Yes.
But a lot of the times that just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Right. And you know, a lot of it is players get injured, mm-hmm. you know, that they don't have their horse maybe for that particular week, and a team knows that. They take advantage of it.
True.
And so you get down into – now we're into the part of the season, you're right, Jake, where people are starting to separate themselves.
Yeah.
And you know, Prep's got to go to Oak Forest, and then they come back for MRA. So they've got two really tester games coming up.
MRA plays JA next week?
Yes, they do. And I was talking with Ty Bailey, who's taking the phone calls tonight, and he was saying, you know, Park Lane may be in the mix this year on that MAIS Championship Series.
I know that Prep is no doubt the giant. And, you know, they're the New England Patriots of the MAIS, right?
Well, they are Patriots, yeah.
I did that, right?
Yeah, didn't
I? But I love where the MAIS is now when you talk about Park Lane, MRA, and Jackson Prep.
PCS.
And PCS.
Yeah.
And Jackson Academy. It is really a good lead. And we talked about last week, I think the stat unofficially was 14-7. And I don't think you were here. We were talking about the MAIS has defeated head-to-head the MHSAA 14-6. It's not even close.
I know.
And that's the strength of the league.
And that's why you're seeing a lot of those two schools playing each other.
Yeah.
And not be a – I think it's going to be a geographical thing where, you know, you might want to stay in and play an MHSAA school closer. If you're an MHSAA, you may want to take on one of the tougher MAIS schools. We'll see how that works out. Also want to remind everyone tonight that they can go to the app or to the website and any score you want with social media these days, and that is there at your fingertips. That's why George is here. He'll give you the scores that we have them as we're rolling in, but you can get them on the app and you can get them on the website. And, of course, we leave up both all week long. And also want to mention tonight that you're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights under the direction tonight of Ezra Wall, who's back at the MPB studios and making sure that this one goes statewide. I had someone comment this week about the fact that I don't know where they were traveling from, but they went through three MPB stations last week before they got home. I said, man, where were you going? Those stations cover a lot of area. But it is good to have Mississippi Public Broadcasting there. Programming is second to none, and they allow us to come on there and to do our show, and Ezra's done a great job this year of maintaining that as the engineer up there, so kudos to the folks here at MPB, and just a little plug here, you know, they'll be having a fundraiser coming up, and make sure you're listening to it and be a part of that.
Got a couple of scores to just pass along. Hattiesburg won their sixth game of the year tonight. They beat Stone again, handily, 62-27 was the final there. And Brookhaven beats Laurel in a good game, 42-35 was the final there.
I think Jason was doing that one.
Yeah, they were doing that game tonight. I saw some things he was putting out on social media, you know, pregame stuff. And, of course, they were, you know, doing a really good job covering the whole thing. Love what Coach Clark is doing down at Brookhaven.
Yes.
That is a program, again, that is, you know, you'll see them dip every now and then. But Brookhaven, Old Brook, they play football.
Question for you. Who's the best wide receiver ever played at Brookhaven High School?
Oh, wow.
I know you know.
I'm stumped on air.
All right, George, go ahead and tell him.
Lance Allworth.
Yeah, Bambi.
Oh, yes. See, I was
he's a little young for that.
That's back when the Chargers actually played in San Diego. Oh, wait a minute. That was last year.
And they were actually good.
All right, you're listening and watching tonight to Friday night.
It's almost
under
Saturday.
The lights. Started thinking about pro football. Started rolling here on Friday night under the lights in our Wendy's Giant Studio in Flowood, Mississippi. Glad to have you with us tonight. Want to encourage you that if you're driving tonight, be sure to buckle up, get there safely, and don't watch the show. You can listen to it on great radio stations all across the state, and of course the app and the website. It's all there for you. We'll also have our power rankings in the second hour, and I think those are going to be thrown off a little bit.
A little, but I'm liking the power rankings. I like what we're doing. I say we like I'm doing that. That's Will
and Dr. Dave.
We just talk about it here, but I like what they're doing with that and how it's unfolding, and how I think as we see and get closer to the end of the year, these power rankings are going to be right there with anybody else that does rankings, maybe even a little better, because it's more mathematical based. And that's not taking a shot at anybody else that does rankings.
Right.
But it's a little more factual, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we've debated this a couple of times, and I think still, even tonight, I don't know that West Point, now they're number two right now in these rankings in 5A, but the reason for that and the reason that Olive Branch is before them is because of the way they are adjusting, because
Olive Branch's schedule.
Well, West Point is a 5A school, but they have a couple of wins over a couple of fairly strong 4A schools.
Right.
But they discount the 4A going down in classification. They discount if you played above your classification, they count that to your favor.
Points, right.
So that's, but over time, that's going to work itself.
Right, because you're not going to be playing those better 4A schools. You're back in your district.
You're going to be in 5A.
That's right. So they do a great job of that, and you can see all that on the Vanilla website. Want to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. They dig peanuts. You can too. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
out here away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Friday Night Under the Lights, Jake Wimberly, Russ Robinson, George Broadstreet, Chris Saxton producing. We got Ty and Steve Postman in the house as well on the phones. Hope you're doing well. Friday Night Lights. Here you meet Russ. Great night. One day before October 1st.
It's beautiful tonight.
Beautiful.
Temperatures
were down. It was great.
And by the way, Ty Bowles did confirm it. They are dancing in the streets in Crystal Springs tonight.
So. I like it.
Okay.
Hey, we got a lot to get to tonight.
Yeah, we do.
I want to remind you, our Coach's Corner tonight. Drew Causey, Oak Grove.
Ooh.
Will be on the program for our Coach's Corner. Big game tonight.
Is Plumlee playing? He's been banged up.
I don't know. We'll talk to Mark Easley about this.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so he's on the phone. So.
Conflicting reports early in the week if he would play or wouldn't play. Still nursing an injury there. But we'll see. So we are in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Hey, if you've got some guys out there that you want to nominate,
let us know.
Offensively, defensively, kickers.
FNUTL.com.
Yes. And yes, you can do that.
We had a kicker last week. I'll just let that cat out of the bag.
I like that.
We had a kicker last week, but we'll be looking for another one this week, our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week.
Hey, let's go to the phones. John Luke McCord's going to lead us off tonight. SES Mississippi, talking all things North Mississippi football. Of course, they talk it statewide. John Luke, how are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Hey, quick question because I heard you guys talk about it. John Reese Plumlee did play tonight. That score just went final earlier. So 41-37, and Plumlee did play. So probably why you see Oak Grove get up to 37 points tonight. But I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Oh, hey, we're doing great, man.
Hey, John Luke, did he get a chance to participate in any of your camps over the last year?
We did not see Plumlee. He's one of those guys that he plays baseball a bit too. Sometimes his schedule is pretty difficult in the summer, but he does have still some ball ahead of him. So we hope to see him in our camps next spring.
All right, so where were you at tonight? Tell us what you saw.
Man, I was in Starkville tonight. I saw a pretty good Region 2 6A matchup. Northwest Rankin jumped up 14-0 in the fourth quarter, and I was all but set to write the story about how Jamari Jones has turned the season around for Northwest Rankin at quarterback, or really taken them from an offense that needed to get some points going to a team that could be a real contender. Well, over the next three quarters, Starkville would score 38 unanswered points and prove what I already knew about them. They are a real top contender. And really, as the weeks have gone on, maybe the team, besides Tupelo up here in the north, that has a real shot to win a state championship. But anyway, tonight, Starkville didn't use that running attack they've used all season. Tonight, it was Malik Brown throwing through the air. He hit Mississippi State commit Cam Gardner for two touchdowns in the second quarter. He threw another touchdown and ran another touchdown in the second half. So Malik Brown was an absolute beast for Chris Jones in the Starkville offense tonight with four touchdowns.
Wow, they're not in the same classification, but we've already seen West Point and Starkville play this year, and West Point seems to just be a juggernaut.
Yeah, and that's the thing about when you see Starkville dominate 6A teams, and I've seen them beat Meridian and now Northwest Rankin pretty handedly in the last couple of weeks, to think back to what West Point was able to do to Starkville winning 28-3 is really remarkable. No one has scored really tonight. Northwest Rankin got into double digits, but only Northwest Rankin and West Point have gotten into double digits against that Starkville defense. So to know that West Point pushed Starkville around like they did earlier in the season, it really says a lot about that West Point team, and says a lot that there's so much talent, you know, that close to each other up here in North Mississippi. West Point and Starkville not too far away from each other.
You know, I wanted to ask you, because we're hearing some vibes coming out of the Olive Branch area for the first time in a couple of years, John Luke. Have you heard much going on with the Conquistadors?
You know, I haven't had a chance to get up there and see him this season. I almost went up there and watched him play Lewisburg this week. But the Keysters have a lot of confidence, and the coaching staff is quietly confident about this group. They really flirted with the SES top 10 a few weeks this season. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get in there tomorrow morning. But, look, Olive Branch is really good. And the one thing I like about this Olive Branch program is they're quietly confident. We're not hearing a lot of crap talk or a lot of, you know, stuff out there on Twitter. This Olive Branch team, it knows they're earning their way back into prominence here in North Mississippi high school football circles. And so it's good for them that the move down from Region 1 6A down to 5A, it looks like it's going to be a really big dynamite move for them.
John Luke, thank you as always for giving us the SES update there in North Mississippi. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I've got some scores, some ones that we did not have earlier that we want to pass along. Scott, so you were asking about this earlier in the break. Scott Central beat Newton 25-12.
Wow.
Excuse me, 35-12. 35-12 was fine. It was Collins beating Heidelberg 19-16.
That's a big win for Collins.
They're
playing good ball.
Kosciuszko beat Leake Central 32-27. Warren Central over Greenville 41-8. So those are some scores that we did not have earlier.
Hey, let's continue our coverage. We'll stay in North Mississippi and continue talking Starkville. That is a big-time topic tonight, defeated Northwest. Let's go to Danny Smith, kind enough to join us, sports editor, Starkville Daily Journal in Starkville. Danny, thank you for taking some time. How are you tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem. Starkville did get a dominating victory. I heard y'all talking about it already, but it's just, the Yellow Jackets really – after getting off to a slow start, they really turned on the Jets and scored 38 unanswered points and pulled out that victory.
Was that a 14-0 lead that Northwest had?
Yeah. With 5:40 left in the first quarter, it was 14-0 Northwest Rankin, and they were looking very good. They hit big plays and run in the pass, and then all of a sudden the everything shifted and Starkville scored the next 14 points. It was 14-14 at halftime, or actually 17-14 at halftime because Boniel kicked a 23-yard field goal for Starkville. So it was still a ball game at halftime, but then Starkville just really turned it on in the second half and put the different distance that they needed.
Who's left on the schedule that could really give them a problem? Talking about Starkville.
Well, I mean, they, of course, they go to Greenville next week, and that shouldn't be Shouldn't be much of a problem. But then they've got Madison Central at home, and then they go to Murrow and Warren Central and Clinton. The only team out of that bunch I really see them give them any kind of challenge would be Madison Central, I would think.
Well, I'll tell you, you're probably right, but I wouldn't count the Vikings and Warren Central out of that group either.
Yeah, I know Northwest Rankin dealt them a loss last week. That was a close game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it was, in fact. Very close.
So that, you know, and I think they've got to go to Warren Central, so you never can bank on a win when you have to go on the road.
Well, listen, man, we moved you up in the slot tonight because we knew you had to leave up there, and we really appreciate this is your first time to be on the show, I think, and we really appreciate you coming on and giving us that look tonight on Starkville.
Well, no problem. It was my homecoming tonight at Starkville. I'm from here and graduated from Starkville High School, so this is probably the only high school game I'll cover this year. But it was fun. Malik Brown really had a great night with 301 yards pass, and that by far is his best outing.
Yeah, it's a little easier to write about him when they win like that, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, it was pretty impressive tonight.
Okay, Danny, thanks so much, man.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Danny. Hey, talking about Starkville, I found it really interesting. You know, Ricky Woods, it didn't take him long to turn that program around.
Right.
Won a state championship a couple of years ago, beat Petal when they had A.J. Brown, or Starkville had A.J. Brown, and several players on that team. Willie Gay, who's not at Mississippi State, A.J. Brown at Ole Miss. But then Ricky Woods is back at South Panola. Chris Jones is now the head coach. A lot of turnover up there, and boy, I tell you what, Chris Jones, we'll have him on the show at some point this year in their coach's corner. I mean, you got to tip your hat to him for being able to keep that cohesiveness together. We know Starkville's got athletes, but not only that, to get the kids to buy into his philosophy, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, and you're right. I mean, you normally think it takes about two classes of kids coming through to buy in. They're buying in big time. George, you got anything before we go to break here?
Well, again, want to mention this was a big score, a Petal over Oak Grove, 41-37. Wanted to mention that. Picayune won tonight. They beat Stone 55-14 was the final there. Wayne County doubled up Pearl River Central 28-14. I think those are some of them. And Cleveland Central beat Ridgeland 45-21. Then they are 7-0.
That
Cleveland
may
Central.
Be one of the biggest stories. I don't know if they're going to get to a championship game.
Yeah.
But that may be one of the biggest stories of the year.
It's definitely on its way. Hey, before we go to break, I got two nominees already for our Player of the Week.
Really?
Yeah, and they both come from Clinton. Tonight, Christian Johnson had 7 catches for 217 yards and 5 touchdowns as a wide receiver. And Halsey, the transfer quarterback,
yes,
he's really finding his groove. 360 yards, 6 touchdown passes tonight.
Wow.
So put Clinton right now in the forefront of our Player of the Week.
Okay.
Players of the Week. You know, one player. We got a quarterback wide receiver combo here. That's really good.
Well, we may have to talk to the folks at Wendy's. You know, that combo's big.
Yeah.
Is it big enough for an extra guy to come in? We'll have to find out. That's pushing it. I mean, Halsey throwing to somebody, obviously, and it's Johnson, I guess.
Hey, we got a correction. Picayune beat West Harrison 56-14.
Gosh, okay. That's big.
All right. Well,
West Harrison, 6? Are they 5A or 6A? West Harrison.
West Harrison, 6A.
5A.
I'm not sure.
They were a 6A there. Well, we'll talk with Kerry Metzler in the second hour tonight.
Okay.
And coming up, we'll have Greg Flynn talking about the Pearl Pirate win tonight after we come back from the break. Don Barnes is going to be talking about the peanut game of the night. Boy, was that a humdinger. Park Lane with a big win over MRA tonight. And we had it on the Peanut Game of the Week, made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. And then Josh Jackson from WAPT, Blitz 16, will be here all coming up in the second half hour of tonight's Friday Night Under the Lights. Glad to have you with us. You can get all the scores off of the website or the app. Just go to them and type it in. And I don't know, it's so technically advanced and now. You just get whatever scores you want to. But we'll have them all here all night long. George will be here in the Mississippi Sports Medicine. By the way, don't forget the clinic tomorrow morning at Mississippi Sports Medicine.
West Harrison, they're in 5A.
Yep.
Reach for it.
Go to run. Be back after this timeout on Friday night.